Blog Talk Radio.
All right, man, you guys already know what it is. This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. We're here doing a special here. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fan and Three Letterman Fellas. What's good?
Yeah, fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, nigga. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. You already know what it is, nigga.
It's your boy, Three Letterman, a.k.a. DRE. Angry Fan Movement, Angry Fan Radio. Let's get it.
You guys already know. So, we're going to start it off, man. You guys already know why the fuck we're here. This dude Chris dropped a blog and shit already trying to talk shit. And I know you guys want to turn the fuck up. I'm going to go ahead and say my shit. We all know why the callers are here. They want to hear you guys. I'm going to say my shit, and then you guys, you know what I'm saying. Anyways, so I'm going to start off kind of explaining everything. You know, whatever it was, Chris, you know, throwing out screenshots and shit like that.
Yeah.
Me reaching out to him.
Shout out to the other blogger that's helping Chris. Shout out to you too, my nigga. That shit is not cool. That's not cool what she's doing out there. If it's going to be one-on-one, leave it one-on-one. Don't give Chris no screenshot for me and your conversation that you know for a fact was between me and you about the math blog when we was joking around. You gave it to this nigga to put in his blog to make it seem like I was talking to this nigga. That's 15 minutes of fame. That's not me and Chris' conversation. That's not me and his conversation. I don't understand. That's why I say I don't understand this shit. Because niggas ain't even playing on some one-on-one type shit. It's 2-on-1 right now. I love this shit, though, but I just find this shit hilarious. I just find this shit hilarious. All right.
If you think Cass is going crazy now, I mean, wait till he gets to talk. Anyways, so, I mean, about the whole situation, I reached out to Chris. That's obviously evident. Dude taking screenshots and shit like that months ago. And, I mean, point-blank period, shit didn't pan out. The dude's not built for radio. It's not. It is what it is. And I knew about Caps prior to that. And I knew about his blogs and all the shit that he's done and the name that he made for himself, the Angry Fan Movement. And I personally just was not happy with what I was seeing in the battle rap culture. I figured we needed something that covered all leagues, small leagues to big leagues. You know, because let's be real, these smaller leagues were having better battles than these big ones, and they don't get the shine that they deserve. And that's what Caps does. So, you know, Caps was thinking of already doing a radio show already. He was thinking of partnering with somebody else too. And shit just worked out to where we got to do this shit. We had the same vision, the same goal for fans. I mean, that's exactly what we are. We are fans that want to bring you guys what you want to hear. And, I mean, at the end of the day, the shit worked out. You know, I'm part of a team that we're happy to be a part of. And, I mean, we make these shows that you guys want to hear. We get these, you know, these interviews and guests that you guys want to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Man, fuck all that shit.
They don't come on here to coddle and shit like that. They're on the hot seat when they come here. We don't hold back. So, you know what I'm saying? Shit just worked out like that. The shit that got me hot personally was putting out phone numbers and names. That's just fucked up, man. There's no reason for that. There's no room for that. I mean, that's taking it to an entire different level of personal shit. It's battle rap, yeah. Come on. It's battle rap. You're going to take it to personal shit? Come on now. But putting out personal information, that's real fucked up. That's some pussy shit. To be honest with you, this guy, I firmly believe that he did not want to give us a call back after he flaked on the show. He was supposed to be on the show. If you watch his shit, when Cap says 8:30, he says okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That pretty
yeah.
much says that you're coming on the show at 8:30. So he gave
us a green
light.
But in a blog, he showed Three Letterman shit where it goes probably so. No, motherfucker, you told me okay. Why you ain't say that
okay.
shit? You said
okay.
Two letters, motherfucker.
He says okay. We're not trying to bet. We didn't bash him on the show, anything like that. We're going to try to have him come on and speak their piece. That's exactly what we did, and that's exactly what we reached out for him to do. Anyways, after the show was over, I know Caps had reached out to him, too, to speak on why he did not come on the show. I know Dre did the same shit. We did it behind the scenes, not to expose or do anything crazy. And no calls, no texts back, no tweets, no nothing. I believe that He knew he was going to drop this blog. He has the luxury of waiting 2 weeks to do this shit. We are on air 3 times a week at least. He can take time to come up, script what he's going to say, get his screenshots right, and then Steven Spielberg that shit into something that he wants to put out on YouTube. You get what I'm saying? It's exactly
right.
What this guy has the luxury to do. So we are on air 3 times. We tried to dead that shit. We didn't even have a lot of callers calling up during the weeks after the shows after to ask us about the situation. It was dead. It was done. There was nothing. I mean, when your name, but and this dude was getting slain. So when you're desperate, when your name's getting trashed, how you do that shit? What's up?
I want to talk about flames since you used that word and shit.
Yeah.
I remember this conversation.
Let's get it popping.
Yeah, let's get it popping. This is the problem what I have. The three of us had a conversation, and I told my brothers on some real shit. Watch this nigga play the role of niggas trying to bully him. Who raised you niggas? Since you want to talk about who raised you niggas, right? I made this call, this nigga would do this. Now, I already made this call also once he saw the blog says Chris Unbiased Review versus Queen's Flip. This nigga was not calling this show. I already knew that he wasn't calling.
Nah, but you know what? You know what? I gotta agree. You did tell me that shit. You told me that shit. But
no, Drake called it. Drake,
my nigga, you
Drake
gotta understand something.
Thing.
Huh? Yeah, Drake called this whole
Drake,
shit.
I said,
I'm not
Drake
going for
it.
Yeah, he
so
you
Chris,
know called this whole shit.
Chris, you're not pulling the wool over nobody's eyes because as a three-man team, I already knew your tactics of what you was gonna do, my dude. I already knew that shit. I also knew that you was not going to address Queen Flip. Or Debo. Am I lying, fellas?
Of course.
He
wasn't going to address them.
You wasn't going to do that. So what'd you do? You decided, I'm going to go after the Angry Fam movement. I'm going to go after radio. I'm going to go at these niggas, man. I don't want no problem with Queen's Flip. I don't want a problem with Debo. No, nigga. You're trying to loot that niggas is pussy then. No, wrong. Who raised you niggas, Chris? Since I'm going to take your shit. Who raised you niggas? Okay? Don't come with that fuckboy shit. And Chris, tell the world I called you 37 times since this morning, nigga. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. 37. 37
that nigga
times.
Said 37.
You ain't, yeah, I ain't lying, nigga. 37
Damn.
Times, Caps. On my phone, it's 37.
I'm saying here's my whole thing about it. Is that I like his blog. I think it was real strategic. He planned it out. He knew he was, look, my nigga, he knew he was going to come at me for mad long. Let's keep it stacked. He knew he was going to come at me. He's trying to use the fact that he edits his blog as an advantage. But what he wasn't thinking about was, nigga, I got the same inbox that fucking all the other blogger guys who you got your information from. I have an editor who just hit me up, and he don't like what the fuck was about. Now he wants to fuck with me too now. So, since he wants to make an edited blog, and he said he's done, I wonder should I do an edited blog also. Because half of me, I'm going to be real with you, I'm on some fuck this Angry Fan shit right now. I want to be Anthony right now and, like, really get at this nigga. Everybody's hitting me up like, oh, this ain't good for battle rap. Y'all should squash that shit. Like, man, fuck that squashing shit. He shouldn't have put that blog out there, my nigga. That's how I feel about that shit.
My nigga, you got niggas' numbers on Front Street. My nigga, I had a nigga from Oklahoma City text me, was like, yo, is this three-letter man? I'm like, who the fuck is this? He's like, oh, Chris put your number on Blast Street. I'm like, I called the nigga back. I called. I said, yo, dog, you got a minute to speak? What's good? He goes, oh, my bad, man. I'm like, nah, it's cool. Let me just ask you some G shit. Do you think it's G enough for you to get my number from some fuckboy, put my number on Front Street, and you hitting me up? Now he goes, I ain't going to front. That's not G and shit, my dude. You know what I'm saying? So, Chris, my dude, what you trying to do? I'm not even surprised, my nigga, because you're not taking shots at niggas that called you gay on this show, and I didn't even make a derogatory comment about your sexual acts or whatever the fuck you do. I didn't come at your neck when niggas was coming at you. I fell back. And, Chris, don't front like you ain't hit me and you was not on the jack. Just last week, he was like, yo, Dre, man, you a real nigga, man. Just don't, when you go on the radio, I still want you to be a real nigga. You a real nigga. So don't try to go on your blogs and try to go at the team and shit, my nigga. That shit
what
ain't cool.
Yo, Dre, hold up, Dre. What else did he tell you?
He hung up the phone. Man,
nah. Before that, the nigga said that he wasn't taking no shots at niggas.
Oh, he said he wasn't taking shots at niggas. He gonna do his blog. He ain't taking shots at none of the niggas and kept them. What? Did I believe him?
Now,
no.
What type of real nigga shit is that? You could have just said, nah, I'm making my blog. That's all you had to do. That's what I'm saying. This whole shit is crazy right here. Like, I'm not really, like, if you're going to make a blog about me, then make a blog about me. Because we don't know what the fuck going on anyway. You really just trying to stay relevant right now and shit. So you figure to get your name up is to come fuck with Angry Fat and shit. That's all this shit about. And you know why it's crazy to me? Is he got twice as many supporters as me. So we're already the underdogs, and I love this shit.
Of course we're the underdogs. He's been doing it for years.
Hey, yo, that nigga said, nigga been doing this shit for 3 years. You been doing this shit for 7.5 months. He hates this shit, my nigga. And I
believe
that shit.
My nigga, let me school y'all niggas or something right quick. Because I watched his blog 4 times, all right? He said in one of his blog, in the beginning of his blog, this is not really in my demeanor to be beefing with people. So that tells me, Christopher, who raised you niggas? It tells me that somebody got to put the battery in your back. Since this is not your demeanor. Since you're not built like that. Somebody had to say, yo, Chris, man, come on, bro. You can't let them niggas get you like that. You've been popping for 2-3 years. You got the unbiased review. You got the untold truth, man. Come on, Christopher. Don't let them come at you like that, buddy. Yeah, my nigga, let's be real. Cap's been popping for 8 months, my nigga. He been making noise, and let's call it what it is. Ain't no one trying to be Hollywood, because guess what? I know this nigga. I speak to this nigga on a regular basis. The nigga told me months ago, son, Dre, if I get a fucking radio station, I want you with me, my nigga. The nigga called me and said, yo, son, it's on and popping. Hollywood, what? This is what I hate about certain niggas. A nigga trying to do something good for a culture, he fuck with battle rap, he want to have his own, he want to talk how he want to speak. You know what I'm saying? Of course he can't be up under you, nigga, when he's popping. Who does that? Who raised you, nigga?
My nigga, I still got the fucking inbox from when he was begging me not to leave his fucking group and shit, my nigga. Him and his fucking admin, both them niggas, was begging me not to leave the group. Then when I left the group, they was begging me to come back and said I had to shut my group down. This whole shit is dumb because it's just Facebook any fucking way. You dig what I'm saying?
Who raised you niggas?
Crazy, bro. These niggas is funny out here, and they do shit for the camera. You dig what I'm saying? He's saying shit for his supporters, and I understand that now because it's a brand thing. It ain't even just a blogger thing, so no one's really going to understand what that shit is like. You know what
I'm
saying?
Who raised you niggas?
So I know why he's doing what he's doing, but he's doing a little bit too effort. You said this dumbass nigga, Angry. What's that noise? You said this dumbass nigga, Angry. Man, these niggas is crazy out here, man. They just be talking reckless on blogs, crazy. Hold up, yo. This nigga said I don't go to events. My nigga, I just went to 2 Spit That Heat events. I went to 3 Bad Dad, no, 2 Bad Dad. 2 Bad Dad Battle League.
I went to an NCBL event, North Carolina Battle League over here in West Virginia, and I'm hosting 3 events in the next 2 months. So that's
who raised you, niggas?
5, that's 8 events right there that I'm going to be going to in like 6 months time span. What the fuck do you mean I don't go to events?
Who raised you, niggas?
These niggas, like I keep saying, my life ain't battle rap, man. These niggas, they whole life be battle rap, man. They want you to go to every fucking event. Like, my nigga, you've been blogging 3 years. I don't got to go to fucking a million events and shit to please you. What the fuck you talking about?
And you know what's funny? I respect Chris. I've spoken to Chris on the phone on some G shit, told the nigga, your dog. I respect. No, don't get it fucked up. We respect what the niggas done for the culture. Like, niggas is not haters, man. If you niggas know me on Twitter, I just talk sports, music. I'm not into the trying to be a tough guy or not. I'm 30-some-odd years old, married with 3 kids. I just love battle rap, my nigga. It ain't that fucking deep. But when you start doing some fuckboy shit and discrediting the next man, you up there talking about, you put my man's government out there. What's some old fuck boy shit is that? Who raised you niggas?
Oh, man.
Some old fuck boy shit. Y'all don't know the real Angry Fan. I know the real Anthony, but then again, you say you're not friends. So if you're not friends, how you gonna know who he is?
Well, if you're not friends, why the fuck did you just take a picture with me 3 weeks ago in Atlanta is what I want to know. I don't know that. Why you took that picture with me? We ain't cool. We ain't cool.
Who raised you, niggas?
That shit's wild crazy, son.
Why you ain't saying on the Debo? Why you ain't saying on the Debo, Sonny? Dun-dun? Sun-dun? Why you ain't saying on the Debo? Why you ain't saying on the Queen Slip at K-Von when they was waiting for you, son? Sun-dun? But no, I'm gonna go at the radio niggas. I'm not going to go at the niggas that call me all kind of names. Batman, ting in there. You didn't address them. No! Why is that? Huh? Talk to me, Christopher. I called you 37 times. I'm going to call 4 more before the night to get to 40, my nigga. We got to talk, bro.
I love this shit,
man. You putting niggas' numbers on Blast Street? Some old fuckboy shit, my nigga.
That I'm talking about, dude. That's police shit, nigga. I ain't fucked up, nigga.
Yeah.
You bullshit. Yo, my nigga, that conversation between me and the other blogger that we had about the views was about our math friend. I never, ever did a blog with Chris. I did a blog with another blogger about we both did math rants. That's what that shit came from. So I'm lost at how the fuck that got into this nigga's blog, and he's using it like it's his. And
you know,
everybody knows that me and the other blog was cool at one point. I'm lost at that shit.
You up there talking about niggas tucking their tails. You do a blog, I hit you up. You don't want to pick up your phone. So what you thought? You was going to just do a blog and ain't nobody going to hit you up? Listen, Christopher, don't let because you are doing untold truths with battle rappers and you cool and you can stand on the stage, think that you that nigga, my dude. It ain't that motherfucking deep. Ain't nobody getting paid mad guap like that, my nigga, off this shit. We all fucking fans at the end of the day.
This is the same nigga who had a fucking panic attack because he couldn't flip the coin for J.C. versus Chilla Jones in Chicago. You got to understand the type of nigga we talking about here, my nigga.
I know. Who raised these niggas?
You got to understand the type of nigga we talking about here, son. The nigga had a fucking hissy fit because he couldn't flip the fucking coin. Facts. Facts. I don't understand these niggas, man. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not going to lie and shit.
Niggas say he's LeBron. Niggas say he's LeBron James. What the, okay, LeBron, you can have that title, Mr. Crown of Boggers.
But you know,
okay?
Let me say the difference between me and these other niggas and shit, between me and other people and shit. If they actually consider themselves bloggers, I don't consider myself a blogger, son. I'm just so I'm a bad rap fan talking out, and all the fans see what time it is. That's the fuck that. I'm not no fucking blogger. When you a blogger, that means you fucking are taking on the role public eye and all that crazy shit, man. Fuck all that shit, my nigga.
And shout out to Nubian Prince at Nubian Bookstore because the first blog I seen the caps. I'm the nigga who said, yo, you need to tell that nigga to get on Twitter. I need to highlight that nigga. That nigga blogs are official from the first one. I spoke to this. I reached out to this nigga like, yo, dog, hit me up. I'm fucking with your blogs, my dude. That's what real niggas do. Ain't no jealousy. And you know what's funny? Niggas say he ain't jealous, but damn, bro, 55 minutes. It took you 55 minutes to get shit off your chest. You held that shit like a nut, my nigga. You wanted to bust that nut so hard. Took you 55 minutes, huh, my nigga?
Yeah.
55 minutes, Caps. You got niggas blogging even 55 minutes, my nigga? Salute your damn motherfucking self, my dude.
You already, nigga. Yo,
55
this nigga
minutes?
This nigga needed 2 weeks. He needed 2 weeks and help and to do a one-hour blog about me, my nigga. And
nigga,
he ain't even, collar, he ain't even keep it up.
Collar, nigga.
He ain't even keep it a buck in his blog, my nigga. He ain't even keep it a buck in his blog. How it takes 2 weeks.
I'm going to say it again. Who raised you niggas?
Earthworm Jim looking like motherfucker. These niggas funny out here, man.
Oh, man. Who raised these niggas, man? Ain't nobody hates you, Christopher. No one jealous of you. No one sitting there with unbiased review darling poking needles at it, my nigga. Fuck out of here, dude. You tell the world every time you put out your shit, I retweeted it. I sent it out to the massive. The whole battle world knows that if Caps has a blog, anybody in the community does blogs or battles, I'm trying to give it to everybody so we can talk about this shit, have a conversation. I ain't no funny style ass nigga. I'm an OG, my dude.
Hey, yo, didn't this nigga say I fucking, I want that Jory Nixon, another blogger?
Man, this nigga
what's that noise,
son? I don't know. I'm outside, B. It ain't nothing, though.
Nah,
you
can hear that shit through the phone, son. It keep going on and off
the phone. I'm inside the house, though. What were you saying, though?
Nah, he said that I wanted another blogger I heard and shit. Another blogger. A nigga named Drew. Like, yo, my first blog ever was against this nigga and I'm biased and shit. And my last message to this nigga in her inbox is, let me know when you want to do this so we can go back and forth again. That's the difference between me and these niggas. I don't care about going back and forth with a blogger. You got to understand. Like, niggas made this shit their life. This ain't my life. You dig what I'm saying? That's why I'm not sitting down editing all this shit. No, I'm not doing none of that shit. Because that takes time. Then you're actually putting your time hours upon hours upon hours into editing blogs and shit like that, my nigga. And, like, I don't have time for shit like that, to be honest with you. Shit. I really don't.
Let me say something to you, Dunson. as a nigga that's on the show, I don't want to be cool with battle rappers because you know why? When it's time to tell their asses, hey, dog, you lost a motherfucking battle, I want to be able to tell their ass, no, nigga, you lost, and keep it moving. We ain't that cool. It's cordial. You on the show. But I'm going to keep it funky on here. You know what I mean? You could be trying to be chummy-chummy with these niggas. I'm not trying to be chummy-chummy with niggas and hit them on the jack. I'd rather talk to the fans than the battle rappers to be fit, to be keep it all the way live if you really want to get technical.
You know what it is, my nigga? You know what it is? Is that he's so busy kissing their ass and all that shit just to get their respect. And he see niggas is rocking with us. And we ain't doing that.
Who raised you, niggas?
This shit is clear as day. Like, everybody's seen that shit. Let's keep it real, man.
Niggas acting like niggas want to beef. Cass ain't trying to beef with this nigga, man. Cass done shot it. Yo, let me, you know what kills me about niggas? You can shout a nigga out, right? You damn, Caps, you know what, like, you damn if you do, damn if you don't.
No, I'm the master of subliminals. This nigga said, he said I spelled something on Twitter, UNBIS, that's how he spelled. Yo, man, one of y'all phones is going in and out, bro.
That's your phone, my nigga.
Nah, that's not me.
Nah, I can hear you, but go ahead, man, go ahead.
Nigga said I spelled something on Twitter, unbiased, how he spells his name. Who the fuck is thinking about your name? These niggas be niggas be making it thing like niggas be making it seem like niggas be really thinking about these niggas. I guess that's the thing that fucking annoys me. It's like, what the fuck makes you think I'm thinking about you? I don't be understanding shit like that. You don't put food in my motherfucking pocket, nigga. What the fuck makes you think I'm thinking about you?
I don't know what that nigga's talking about, son. I mean, I understand he trying to go in. It took you 2 weeks. Somebody put the battery in your back. You went on there and said that this is not your demeanor to beef with people. I'm not beefing with people. So you come at us. You don't go at the niggas that came at your neck and called you all kind of words, discrediting your manhood, my dude, your manhood. That's all you got at the end of the day is your manhood, is your ball and your words. And niggas disrespected you, and you didn't say nothing to niggas. Nothing. You gave them a G-pass. Why you give niggas, why, so certain niggas can clown you, and you give them a G-pass? Who raised you, niggas?
Hey, yo, shout out to the nigga who just inboxed me. Yo, we not going to waste too much time on this nigga and shit. We not going to be showing this nigga mad light. Like, I don't understand why niggas think we going to do that. We're not going to show him mad light because we popping over here. He's not over there. That's just a fact. That's really what this whole shit comes down to. So don't think that we're going to be backtracking from this angry fan shit. Because that's not what, I never said we're going to backtrack from this shit. We're not going to backtrack. We're going to keep it pushing. He's going to keep getting madder and madder and madder. And that's how that shit is going to go.
And let me comment on something
else. But don't think that I'm going to sit here and not say shit. You niggas is crazy out there. Y'all niggas hit me up like, yo, man, just chill. It ain't that serious. Don't even respond. The fuck you mean? Don't respond. That's my name, my number out there and shit. Nah, I'm going to say what? Man, listen, bro.
And let me tell you something also, Chris. Okay, Timbo hollered at you to see, yo, you a voice of battle rap also. He hollered at you, no doubt. I would have probably done the same thing. Yo, son, what's good? You want to do something together? You didn't respond to the nigga. So what's the nigga to wait for you? Who is you to be waiting for? So he moved on. He said, I'm not waiting for this bitch-ass nigga to get it popping. I'm going to holler at the next man and see what's good. This is not the waiting game. We ain't at the hospital. We waiting at the hospital. No. We're going to keep it moving. And this is what niggas did. You feel me? All this Hollywood talking. That's why, no disrespect, I never want to be in them debate groups and all that because I see niggas be talking kind of reckless. I ain't really built for that because I'm going to go back and niggas neck. I ain't beef for all that. You know what I'm saying? I don't appreciate you putting niggas' numbers out there like I'm some little ass nigga. I'm a grown out older than you, my nigga. I'm a 30 plus. You know, don't. It ain't that fucking deep. You put niggas' numbers out there like you didn't know that? You ain't know that, huh? Fuck out of here, B. Come on, man.
There was no blueprint that he made for this shit or whatever the fuck.
You gotta think about that. Blueprint
shit.
Hold up. Y'all just gotta use common sense on that one. If you reached out to that nigga a matter of months ago, but I've been saying that he was gonna have an Angry Fan Radio with me and Drake.
Exactly.
I've been saying that shit. I don't know nothing about you reaching out to Chris. I just heard about that shit today. We were saying this shit before all this shit. So what blueprint did you lay out?
Number two, the blueprint, Jay-Z blueprint. That's what he's talking about, Jay-Z blueprint. Because I don't know the fuck he's talking about, my nigga.
I mean, he don't even got personality for it. I mean, he told me out his own mouth he don't got the personality for radio. So what the fuck kind of blueprint are you laying down there? Boy,
one minute this motherfucker talking about he got a crown on his head. The next minute he don't give a fuck about a blog. Well, which one is it? Make up your fucking mind. It seems like you the Hollywood nigga, not me. We all know you the Hollywood nigga. Chief of the staff, you know you the Hollywood nigga. You can't tell me I'm Hollywood. How? I'm still talking my shit, doing what I do, getting up these good battles out here. He mad at me.
What does that mean, Hollywood? I mean, what did niggas say Hollywood?
This is a motherfucker. This is a nigga who thinks that he has the right to reach out to another blogger and tell them not to make a blog because he wants to do it. What the fuck are you talking about? He told me not to make a blog on Queensflip about the transgender situation when it's really clear as day. Like, you don't even got to make a blog about that shit. If you want to fuck with that shit, don't watch that shit. It ain't going to get no views and niggas will keep it moving. He really was making a big-ass deal about that shit.
And you know what I'm
saying? Listen. My shit about A-Hat is if you look at the A-Hat battle, because this is not the first time the transgender even battled. He battled somebody black a matter of months ago. I actually spoke on that in the blog. This dumbass nigga just doesn't realize that shit. This isn't the first transgender battle. This is the second one in the West Coast.
And I want to comment on what supporters be saying a lot on Twitter. I know this niggas be like, yo, shit should be held behind the scenes. So everybody that says that to me on Twitter, I co-sign at 100. If you heard this show when Queensflip and No Shame was on here, I even said it to Queensflip. Mm-hmm. Yo, social media has fucked up niggas so badly that they can't even get on the horn or get a DM like, dog, we need to talk like grown men and settle whatever discrepancies that we have. I'm not the person to go to social media and get crazy. The reason why I have tonight, you put my number on Front Street, doggy. So now I'm going to call you 38 times. What's really good? You know what I mean? Who raised you niggas?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't get niggas, man. You going to make a blog and think niggas going to run away and you just going to, and that's it? Huh? My nigga, please, man. Please.
That nigga said if him and Queensflip ain't squashed their beef, he was going to flame them. These niggas are crazy, man. I don't understand these niggas, man. I just don't understand how these niggas be moving, man.
I know how niggas be moving. They want you to kiss their ass, pause. They want you to sit there. The nigga compared himself to LeBron. I mean, really, my dude, LeBron? Chris Bosh, maybe. I don't know about LeBron.
He said he was a LeBron?
I mean, dog, he tried to say that. He tried to make a reference of you and him as Kevin Durant and LeBron James. Like, people going to try to, fans are going to try to play y'all against each other, this, that, and the third. You know, and I can understand that.
But you can't put a nigga against somebody else who don't even give a fuck if you there or not. That's what niggas don't understand about this shit. We pushing over here. Niggas ain't pushing nowhere else.
Don't say that, Caps. They're going to say you Hollywood, too.
Not really Hollywood. I mean, what the fuck, nigga? The proof is in the book. And then I think this nigga, yo, check. Didn't this nigga say I diss J Black?
Yeah, that was corny.
Bro, how the fuck I diss J Black? And I hollered at J Black about doing a blog together when I come up north. Did you know that, nigga?
And the last
did
time
you
I checked,
know that?
Me, you, ARP, and J Black, I did a blog together.
Well, I mean, what are you talking about? How much, matter of fact, I did a blog with J Black already. So how about this one? Niggas just be talking that shit and don't even know what
dude.
The fuck they be talking about, son. They be
doing
shit.
That's what it's called.
They be doing shit for their supporters, and they don't be thinking about the shit they even saying. I already did a blog with J Black, my nigga, before the ARP event. That nigga's crazy. Ain't
I'm calling,
don't
right
go
now. I'm calling that nigga right now on the cell phone. Y'all talk that. I'm calling him again on the cell phone. Hold on.
That nigga said, don't be going no events. You niggas see me all over YouTube. The fuck you mean?
Son, that nigga shit went straight to voicemail again, I swear to God, on the first string. Watch this. Hold it. Put on speakerphone. Watch it.
Okay, stop. Don't even waste your fucking minutes. Don't even waste your message, nigga. He ain't gonna answer that phone.
Please leave your message for 4046.
Yeah, that shit went straight to voicemail. Yeah. How you do a blogging dip?
My nigga, you already know that. Let's keep it real. Like, I'm trying to be cool about this shit, because everybody's been getting on me all fucking day and shit, you know? I got niggas from URL hitting me up, telling me to chill and shit, and that shit crazy and shit. I don't think none of that shit, my nigga. Like, niggas that now I see what these battlers be talking about, son. Real shit. I be seeing what these ballads be talking about. I understand he trying to get his name, but niggas got to understand that everybody's not the same person.
But he already got his name, so why he tripping for? You already known out here. Niggas know who you are, son. Let's be real. We all watch your blog. Me. That's what I'm saying. I don't want nobody getting fucked up like we hating on Christopher. We're not dating.
What is there to hate on? My nigga, what is there to hate on? Look at the speed we moving. What are we hating on over there?
We don't hate you, Christopher, okay? We don't hate you.
Fuck out of here with that bullshit, nigga.
Who raised you niggas?
These niggas is funny, man. These niggas is weirdos, man.
That nigga turned his phone off.
Weirdos, bro.
Man.
But yo, take some calls, dude.
All right, man. Let's take some calls. Let's go 419-764. 419-764. Are you on? Just listening? All right. Yo, by the way, our lines are full, so I'm just letting everybody know. I sent out the tweet to stream all this shit. All right, man, let's go to Snake Eyes, 631-608.
Oh, my homie.
Yo, what's good, y'all, man? What's going on?
My bro, Snake Eyes, what's popping?
What's good,
y'all?
Snake
ain't
Eyes.
Excited, man. I'm not happy, man.
You want some Hollow the Don shit?
I mean, because y'all know, man, behind this shit, man, I fuck with y'all niggas, man. Yo, I was trying to tell y'all, man, y'all should have seen this coming from a mile away.
I did, Snake Eyes.
But
I
you
made
know
what,
Snake
my
Eyes,
dude?
Yo. Yo, niggas, I did, but I was just like, man, that ain't gonna happen. You feel me?
Nigga, guys,
check
this
out, my nigga. Like, and no shade to son. Like, you know what I mean? It is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? But you can't do that blog and expect no retaliation. You feel what I'm saying? So he got to wear this on his. He got to wear this.
Snake Eyes, you from the streets? Let me ask you a question.
So.
If you had two niggas, all right, let's say you had two other niggas on this show flaming you, right? Calling you Boxy Man and all them talk them I use, right?
Nigga, my nigga, we know. We know why Chris Tobias ain't call the show, man.
Okay.
Come on, man. It's like,
okay.
I'd rather go at Angry Fan than to go
right.
at his Flip.
There you go. But why, though? What are you insinuating when you do that? Like, we not going to say nothing? That's what you think? Not you per se, but that's what Chris thinks? Come on, Christopher. You don't think that, right?
People get this shit twisted because, you know what I mean? Like, when you take your kindness for weakness because you be chilling.
Right, exactly.
You know, he don't know Flip. He don't know what Flip can do, so he not going to take that angle. But it's like, all right, Angry Fan been in my bias group forever. I know him, or I'm coming at him. But it's another way of trying to, you know what I mean, take shine for what y'all really doing, y'all positives with this show. He's been doing them blogs for how long, and niggas don't fuck with him?
Yeah.
He got subscribers, I'm saying, but...
Right.
He's not popping.
I'm not going to discredit him what he does, son. I'm really not. You know what I'm saying? But just
he
don't
does,
take shit
he
out of
does.
Man.
What he does for the bad rap culture is great, my nigga, but
right.
they're getting salty. They're salty because
of
y'all niggas.
You salty. You see a nigga doing blog for 8 months in his garage, popping, left your group, started a group, got a radio station in less than a year.
I don't know, man.
My dog been popping.
When I first initially seen the blog, I was just like, wow, he's taking it to a whole nother level. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, when I seen niggas' numbers and shit, like, and I, you know, yo, Cash, you know, I try to highlight you behind this shit. When I seen that, your name, you know, I'm like, wow, like.
Yeah, you already.
Yeah, like, that's some corny shit, man. But, you know, I don't know, man. I don't want to talk too crazy about something, like, because, you know, at the end of the day, going back and forth, that shit ain't gonna do nothing. He know what it is. Like, he know the corny shit he did. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, I was gonna flame Queen's Flip if he ain't stopped the beat. I'm quite sure, nigga, you dead at that shit, nigga. Like, you dig what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? But you can see right through that shit. Like, come on, man. That nigga look like Mean Gene Oakland. The fuck out of here. And all my old wrestling, man, WCW, that nigga look like Mean Gene Oakland, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. Like, but, you know, I just had to call up, man. Love, man. Like, don't even, you know what I mean? Don't even feed it to that shit, man. Catch you talking about URL, trying to jump into it. Like, I don't know. It seemed like they're trying to do whatever. It seemed like they're just hating on y'all, man.
I don't know for what, man, because niggas is not Hollywood. We don't think we better than the next nigga. I don't be understanding that shit, Snake Eyes, for real, man.
And that's not even the case. It's just that y'all more, like, y'all, it's because y'all more appealing to everybody, and they're mad because they ain't getting that type of, you feel what I'm saying?
We're not getting rich. We don't know why these rich off this shit, so I don't know why niggas are catching fish.
Nah, we're not talking money, but it's like the attention. Like, I guess he's not getting the attention. Like, I don't know, like. I don't know, man. We all know Queen Slip and Kayvon had that man heart. It's been days.
And Debo, waiting days, and blogs, man.
We don't do that in the streets, my nigga. Queen Slip was trying to highlight you on some man-to-man shit. You had your opportunity to come on the show and speak your piece.
Nigga called you gay, my nigga.
You know what? And that's what this whole shit comes down to. And he trying to make that shit seem like we it's not that.
Who raised Snake Eyes? I just seen
this nigga in his hometown last month. He took a picture with me and all that shit.
How the fuck
so
you do
if you had this many problems with me, why you even did all that?
Yo, Cass, how you gonna sit in the blog talking about who raised you? Who raised you to do a 55-minute blog about niggas? Grown ass man and all this, you sitting there looking like a fucking fool for 55 minutes, editing shit going in and out and
basically 55 minutes to try to get at niggas, and you gonna tell me niggas ain't on your mind?
At the end of the video, oh yeah, I know niggas is out.
You feel me? Okay.
Hey, yo, real nigga shit, man, I ain't even gonna hold you, man. I smacked the shit out that nigga. But I'm out of here, man. I'm off the show, man. I'm AFM, you know what I mean? And you fair movement. This shit here to stay, man. You know what I mean?
You already, man. You already. You already, Snake Eyes.
Yeah, I'm listening, man. I'm tuned in. I'm going to highlight y'all.
Peace. All
right.
Next call, Tank. Right. Let's go, man. Talk to the people,
let's go,
man.
Let's go next time. Let's go 917-335. You on?
Yo.
What's
going on?
What's poppin', man? Yo, this Jacob, y'all. What's good, man?
Jacob, what's good, my dude? What's good?
Man, chillin', man. Yo, man, all this fuckery, man. For real, man. This shit gotta stop, man. For real. This nigga Chris, man, I really don't fuck with this nigga from the gate. Like, I could tell. He what he doing for the coach is cool. But, like, I don't know. There's something about that dude. He give off that weirdo vibe. Like, that's why, man, I don't even fuck with that nigga. Like, for real. Man, but nah, that nigga's mad salty, man, for real. You see the Angry Fan movement blowing up, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I was been telling Cass when I first started watching this video, I was like, yo, you should do a radio show. I tend to send them tweets all the time.
Right, yeah.
Nigga, that shit was bound to happen. Yo, matter of fact, nigga, Cass, you remember I tweeted you about doing a mixtape? I was like, yo, you should do a mixtape, nigga, for real. Yeah, nigga, like, yo, I couldn't imagine how many people shoot you ideas all the time. Like, this nigga ain't fucking put the blueprint for shit. He put the
blueprint for shit. Exactly. He did that shit. He's trying to make it. He did that shit. He's trying to make it seem like he designed this blueprint for the radio, my nigga. Like, what are you talking about?
He ain't do no blueprint for shit. He's a blueprint. He did a blueprint for sucking dick. For the battle rappers and for the league owners. That's what he want to do. Trust me, nigga. That nigga's a bird. The Angry Fan Movement, holler at me. You already know.
You already, man. You already.
You already know.
Salute, man. All right, let's go. 409-828.
What it do? This Herb. What it do?
Herb,
what's good?
Yo, first of all, I want to say, man, this shit is some bullshit, petty shit, just because off a social network, you know what I'm saying? But I will say this. I'm not going to bash Chris because I fuck with him heavy, too. I ain't going to lie.
Right.
But I feel like three-letter man. The thing about the whole blog, I ain't going to lie, it was fire. You know what I'm saying? But the only thing I got about it, the most contradicting shit, my niggas, is three-letter man and y'all done called this nigga 30-plus times, but he say he answered the phone for Queen.
Exactly.
You know, so, why did you, I don't know this nigga's schedule, but in 2 weeks' time, you, man, fuck all that. If I want to go against a nigga like he talking about, like, y'all, he felt like that y'all had him 3-1 or whatever, in that stretch of time, you know what I'm saying, you could have hollered at one of y'all and just add out how you feel behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to do it. He knew he was going to make this shit.
My nigga, like, I be at work, too. Like, one time y'all hit me when I was at work one time. I had to let y'all go. But it's nothing to send a fucking text message, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing. And you didn't say nothing about Debo, so... And I know how people be saying he riding the league on his dick and all that. I don't know about none of that. But I know that if you, like, he say he knew you. You know what I'm saying? He don't know Queens. So why you going to answer the fucking phone for Queens and not answer it for y'all? That look like, to me, You know what I'm saying? The nigga like, oh, I can eat on Queen's Flip. Like, I can go in the choir room and get a Untold Truth with Queen's Flip or some
shit. Talk
that shit,
Herb. Talk that shit, Herb.
But these niggas here, they nobody. So I'm going to just go ahead and bash them niggas.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that, nah, I fuck with everything he said in the blog for the most part. But that was just some contradicting shit right there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to spend all day on that shit. Hey, who won that battle? I got Bonnie 3-0 over Shuni. What y'all got?
I got a lot of people got Shuni. Me, myself, I got Bonnie 2-1.
I got Shuni 2-1.
I
you do?
Went in
the
third round.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I got Bonnie 1 and 2, man.
I did like Bonnie's first round, though. Real talk.
If you want to keep it technical, Shuni was kind of stumbling in every round, it seemed like to me. I mean,
yeah.
She got it back. But she was pausing in every single round.
Yeah, she choked in the second, but I fuck with Shuni third round. If you going to give
yeah,
it one,
third
I'll
was,
give it out.
The third round was stupid. The third round, dude, my nigga, the third round hurt to watch. I had to pause it, my nigga. When she started going in about the dress and all that shit, I had to stop like, oh, shit, Shuni going crazy right now. I had to stop that shit like, yo, Shuni going crazy right now. But it didn't matter because the first two I had already edged to Bonnie.
Yeah, yeah, the battle was done after she choked. It was done. It was done.
So what you got? You got Bonnie 2-1 or you said Bonnie 3-0?
I got Bonnie 3-0, but I ain't mad if a nigga give her that third round.
But you know what? Shuni's third round seemed like it was short.
Yeah,
but I thought she had a better round,
though. That's what I'm saying. That's why I got it 3-0, but she said some fire shit in the third round. It looked like she was rusted in a motherfucker or something. I don't know what
I'm saying. Yeah, it was. I knew that, Herb.
Yeah, we didn't see Shuni battle mad long.
Mad long, for real, bro.
So she was rusty, you feel me?
Yeah.
And then let's keep it real. When Bonnie threw the breadcrumbs at her, that got her mad. You could tell.
In the first round,
she was
did though. She got a little tight.
She was mad as hell when Bonnie did that shit.
Somebody got a little tight. Ugly ass feet and everything. What's up, dude?
Oh, yeah, man.
But I'm gonna keep it moving, man. Y'all boys keep doing what y'all. Hey, and I will say this: I fuck with this show heavy because who else I'm gonna talk about battle rap with? Y'all for the fans, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
saying, hey, man.
And that's the whole shit, my nigga.
That's exactly what it's about, yo. Exactly.
Already, angry fan movement, man. I'm listening. Fuck with me.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ready?
Y'all ready?
Bonnie 3-0.
Raise these niggas. Next call, Tim. Let's get it, man. All right,
let's do this. Let's do 856-870. 856-870. You on? Nah. All right, we're going to go next call. We got 347-403. You on? Man, y'all just listening, huh? We got 919-757. My fault. 919-757. Yo. All right, man.
These niggas.
These dead calls. Come on. Lines are full. You guys got to answer. Let's go to Detroit. 313-685.
What up, though?
What's going on?
Hey, man, I just wanted to weigh in on the whole little shit y'all talking about, man.
Talk about
it. It just seemed like your man doing too much, though, man. Like,
55
minutes, bro. No. Chris, man. I'm talking about Chris. I'm biased, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it just seemed like that nigga doing too much, man. Like, 55 minutes, man, for me.
But you know what, though? Like I said, I give a nigga props. He's smart. He's smart, though. You got to understand. I do roadside assistance, and I own my own locksmith company. He knows all this shit. So when he uploaded the blog, he probably thought I was outside already working where I could not respond. You feel me? So I was on the way to work. So when I responded, I was already on the way out. I couldn't really get it in. I would get it in. And I was really talking some wild. I was talking some reckless shit on cam. You know what I'm saying? That I shouldn't have really said on cam like that in all reality and shit. So he's smart. Don't get it fucked up. I like the nigga block. I hate the fact that he lied and shit and he used somebody else's inbox and that shit. I really don't like that shit. I don't respect
that. Put niggas' numbers out there. That's some fuck nigga shit, yo.
But yeah, three letter man. That's real shit, dog. Like, we niggas, man, just from the streets, man. That's just one shit you don't do,
bro.
That shit you don't do, dog.
Listen, when 50 Cent did that shit to Young Buck, I wasn't feeling that shit when 50 did that to Young Buck. I'm not co-signing that shit. And I fuck with 50, but when he put Young Buck out there in the conversation, I wasn't feeling that shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
That shit ain't,
that's a nigga that you can't have in the trap house with you because you don't know if he wired up.
Yeah. Your man is fraudulent, though. Like, that shit crazy, man.
Real
like,
niggas know what time it is, bro.
Yeah, that shit ain't cool, man. Like, for real, man. Like, man. Yeah, your man, like, yeah, that shit crazy. Bro.
That shit
like,
crazy,
hey,
bro.
He ain't talking about who raised niggas, man. Come on, man.
Who raised you, nigga?
Man. That shit crazy.
But you know what it is, though, my nigga? It's not even that. It's the fact that he just spoke to Three Letter Man the last time they spoke. And this nigga said, nah, I'm not taking no shots. I'm coming at Queens, but I'm not coming at y'all niggas no shit. So it's just like, nigga, I was already off that shit.
Right.
So if you wanted to keep it going, you should have just kept it real and said, nah, man, I'm feeling some kind of way. I'm putting my blog out. You should have just did it like that.
Right.
That's how a real nigga would have did it. I would have did it like that. If I didn't have a problem with a nigga, I'm going to make a blog, and a nigga was like, nah, well, what you going to do? I'm not going to lie and then upload that shit. I'm like, nah, I got a blog coming for you, and I'm going to upload that shit.
Exactly. And keep that shit functional.
It's a lot of funny steps being taken, man. That shit is kind of crazy to me.
Yeah. So you say the Debo nigga called the nigga gay, and he ain't say shit?
No, Debo ain't calling him gay. Debo ain't calling him gay. It was Flip and Kavon was on our show, and they was waiting for him. If you heard the show, if you ever get a chance, YouTube it with No Shame and Queens Flip. And they came on the show specifically, and the only reason to holler at this cat, he's not going to call in because he saw the blog with that Caps did. So he's like, nah, I'm not fucking with these niggas. It's funny, Christopher, you say tucking your tail, but you tucking your tail because you knew they was coming on the show. You didn't want to have no talk.
You got to think about, this is something else niggas got to think about. When you realized you wasn't coming on the show, you could have easily texted a nigga right then and there.
Exactly.
But you chose not to. Now you come on, I work from 7 o'clock to 7 o'clock. If you work from 7 o'clock to 7 o'clock and you know that our show starts at 8 o'clock, then why the fuck did you start all that shit on Twitter anyway? What the fuck is the point?
Hold on. Listen to this, fellas. Hold on. Let me show you the fuck shit I go through. Say it again, bro. Say it again. What now?
What?
Yo, some nigga from Delaware just called me. I got money on your head. Next time I see you, I'm going to fuck you up.
I'm going to say nigga from Delaware.
Huh?
You know what's crazy, my nigga? Like no one has called my phone.
No, I got two niggas calling my phone, bro. I love it.
I like talking about battle rap. Nigga, I'll talk to a nigga before my phone trying to prank call me. Like, what's good, nigga?
No, nigga,
say that real shit, though, don't call my phone. Don't call that. Crazy. You got niggas calling your phone, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
real nigga talk.
See, man, that shit crazy, dog.
Yeah, that shit crazy. So, when niggas say, we got no reason to go at a nigga?
Fuck with, man.
Okay.
But check it out, though. Everybody's in my inbox. I'm talking about league owners. You don't even want to know how many battlers call me. And told me, like, yo, you bugging and shit. That's why I took the first blog down and shit. Everybody's like, yo, your shit popping right now. You ain't supposed to be stopping and worry about this nigga and shit. And it's just like, how you niggas going to say that shit? And you niggas just send the blog he put out. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit is wild. So you niggas want me to see that blog and then stop because of this Angry Fan shit. So now I'm supposed to just be Angry Fan 24 hours a day. I'm not Anthony at all. Niggas is bugging the fuck out doing that shit. I'm not really feeling that shit. You know what I'm saying? All this is for the culture of battle rap, and you're getting emotional. You're trying to take it to another level. Like, nah, he took it to another level when he put my phone number and my name out there, my nigga. Like, that's how that shit went down. That's how I feel about that shit.
Speak up, nigga. That's real nigga radio right there. Like,
That's how I feel about it. I feel like he chose to take it there. He ain't want to go. He ain't want to go at Queens Flip. He ain't want to go at Kayvon. He definitely didn't want to go at Debo. So he said, fuck it, I'm going to go at this nigga. I got to go at somebody or I'm going to look like a straight punk. It's already been taking me 2 fucking weeks to come from out the goddamn closet and shit, jerking off to a fucking Ronald McDonald poster and shit, and you fucking want to come out the closet now and shit and try to start some bullshit.
Hey, man.
Shit crazy.
Salute, Detroit.
That's all I wanted to say, though, man. Salute.
Salute for calling, bro. What's Dre doing?
I'm calling this nigga back from Delaware. He say he got a price on the head.
Fuck all that shit, Dre.
Hey. Next call, Tim. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Let's do 646-351.
What are unbiased callers?
646-351. Nah, not there. All right. Let's do 713-876. 713-876. Dave, you guys just don't want to talk? Just want to listen to us, huh? All right.
The lines are full, Tim?
203. Lines are full, man. 203-809. 203-809. Nah? Shit. So 347-891.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, what up, man? It's Rich from Brooklyn. How y'all?
That's good, Rich. You talking to my team? BK.
Yo, I just want to know, do y'all have any update from that Rosenberg and Real Deal shit going down?
I heard. Well, there's a clip online of Real Deal. Of Real Deal's round, one of his rounds for Rosenberg, and apparently he's wigging out on him. I heard Real Deal won, though, from what I hear. But there's a clip on
Yo,
that.
Yo, man,
I
don't know what it is.
Hold up. They said Real Deal was wigging on Rosenberg raw. They ain't say he won. Niggas, from what
that's
I heard, I heard like he was whooping this nigga's ass.
Yeah.
Yo, with me, man, for real, I like Rosenberg for some reason. I don't know why niggas is not feeling him, though.
I fucked with Raw, too, bro.
I like, because, like, the way Rosenberg spit is just, like, it's just that hood shit. Like
it's bully rap.
Yeah, it's that bully rap. Like what
Green
he did with Clean. Like, what he did with Clean, because I started liking Rosenberg. Like what Overhead did to him.
Right.
Like, I was like, damn. But when I saw him versus Clean in the Proving Ground, I was like, yo, this nigga Rosenberg is cold as fuck, son. And, like, what he did to Speed Dollar, I just be telling niggas, I just be like, yo, Rosenberg is a bully battle rapper, son. And it's just, I don't know why niggas don't fuck with it. Like, I just be thinking to myself, like, yo, Rosenberg got bars and he's nice with the bully. Like, do you feel like, let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all feel he beat Big K?
Yo,
yeah,
I got
do.
Big K 1-2-1. I got
Rosenberg 2-1.
Oh, you got Rosenberg 2-1?
Yep.
There, a lot of people, I don't know how people will start giving it to Big K, though. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like there was, like,
listen,
two different,
yo,
like, there was,
son, yo, you got to listen to the bars, though, my nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, the first round, like, what? Like what Rosenberg was saying, like when he was saying how bullets looking like Mutombo fingers, he was having them bully bars, and how the way he addressed it, Big K in the second round about the whole
his brother shit,
the
right?
Brother's funeral,
yeah, funeral,
like,
word.
Like, yo, that was like, yo, the way he addressed him, it was just like on some street shit. Like the way he was just addressing him, like when I be seeing the comments. Oh, Big K 3-0 Rosenberg. I don't see how that happened, though. I don't see that. Like, I gave Rosenberg round 2 and round 3.
Yep, that's what I did.
Like, mm-hmm. I gave it, like, Big K, like, he was doing his thing in the round, but I don't know. Like, Rosenberg is nice, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how niggas don't be liking that bully shit, but I just wanted to see if y'all had the update, man. But shout out to y'all. Shout out to the Angry Fan Movement, man.
I just be
at my job. I just be trying to, like, you know, sneak. I feel like I'm listening to tunes and shit, just listening to y'all niggas, man.
That's what's up, brother. Real niggas,
yo,
shit, man. We appreciate
yo,
you.
Yo, because the way, like, yo, y'all not on no Hollywood. Like, yo, y'all just, like, on some real shit. Like, the way
thank
y'all
you,
just
brother. Hollywood,
doing y'all
I hate that motherfucking
man.
Words, son. Good Lord.
Salute, man. We appreciate it, bro.
No problem, man. Salute to y'all.
Right. Hollywood talk, man. I hate that motherfucking terminology, man. It's like, that sound like a you problem when niggas say that to me. If you niggas tell me I'm Hollywood, no, brother. That sound like you insecure in your skin. You're not comfortable in your skin, brother. Seriously, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Nigga, I talk sports and battle rap and hip-hop.
The fuck are you talking about, Hollywood? Fuck out of here, man.
Let's go 770-595. 770-595.
Yo,
you
want? Yo, yo,
yo,
yo,
what's going on?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm not gonna lie, man. This is my first time calling in. I'm up here playing some 2K, listening to my niggas, man. Y'all niggas be going ham, man. I just call and listen to y'all boys, man.
You already know.
It's all good, brother, man. We fucked it. That's what's
yo,
up.
Yo, man, I was gonna say, how y'all feel about DNA, man? Because he's, like, really the first battle rapper I've really seen. Like, I seen him against Rome, and I seen him against Disaster and stuff like that. That's, like, the best battle I've seen personally, you know what I'm saying? I was just feeling like, how y'all feel about him, man? What y'all feel like, top tier, mid tier? How you feel about DNA, man? Because I feel like he's tough, man.
I'm a fan of DNA, man.
Okay, first, all right, you can, all right, you know what? You can, it's not even about, I think everybody should be some kind of a fan, as a fan for DNA. It's not that DNA. I don't know what to say about this nigga. I mean, he's not whack. He's one of the best rebuttalers, one of the best freestylers. He got bars.
Like,
I mean,
but there's
I feel
thing,
like
because
he
point,
could do
there
everything.
Was a,
you know what I'm saying?
There was a point in time where he was incorporating everything that fell into a battle.
He was in my top five at one time.
He was top five at one time. He was.
So he's in my top five at one particular time. He was.
Yeah, man. Buddy's nice. You know, like, you know, Cliff's out here killing niggas too, you know. Them niggas out here killing niggas. Yeah, man. You know, I was just calling you, you know. I'm just listening, though, man.
Yo, call anytime, brother. We here, man.
Yes, sir.
It's all about that Angry Fan movie. You know, it's crazy that this pussy nigga Chris from Bias talking this shit. I'm from Atlanta. He got niggas out here looking crazy and shit.
Nah, you can't. One bad apple, one nigga can't fuck up the whole system, my G. You feel
real
me?
Shit, my nigga. Real
you
shit.
You ain't going for
nigga.
That.
Y'all keep
there's
the Angry Fan movement, my nigga.
You already, man.
All right,
salute.
Man.
Salute,
right.
Bro.
That's what it is. All right, we're going to go. Hold on. We're going to go to 734-717.
What's poppin'?
What's going on?
Shit, man, Timbo, dog, you a real nigga for picking it up for me, dog.
Hey, man, you already know I'm on this
shit. That's real,
shit.
Dog. That's what's up.
Salute, man.
What's good with y'all, man?
No, we here, brother.
Good.
What's good, huh?
Man, I'm fucking with Angry Fan, man. That's the movement, man. Real
talk.
I've been fucking with y'all, man. I've been listening since Hollow been on this joint, man.
Word. That's what's up.
But
you already, nigga.
Cats, man.
What's goody?
What's up with wife and the motherfucking jump offs, man?
What are you talking about?
Baby.
Are you
lit, baby. You know what I'm talking about, baby. On that Ice Boom versus Amber, boy. You was talking about some, man. What y'all niggas think about wiping these jump offs, man?
Oh, man.
I was just throwing the question out there to see what you niggas is going to say and shit.
He said the booby trap, nigga.
Bitches out here having twosomes, threesomes, foursomes, fivesomes. You was tripping,
dog. I was just... Yo, I be doing weird shit like that to see what niggas be coming from, son.
Hey, man, he be killing me pulling out that switchblade, dog. You a fool, man. For real,
yo. Yo, you already, my nigga.
I'm fucking with Angry Fan, man.
Word.
That other shit, man, you know, I don't really feel like addressing the haters, man, because, you know, when you address these haters, it make them feel like they're accomplishing something. It make them feel like they're doing something, man. So, you feel me? I feel y'all on that nigga putting out y'all numbers and shit. You ain't letting it ride, man. That shit ain't cool. That's some whole-ass shit.
It's some whole ass shit, but it's not like I want to kill this nigga when I see this nigga no shit like that. You feel me on some G shit?
Yeah, I feel that most definitely. It ain't even that big of a deal. Nigga just, you feel me, man, like on some real shit, man. Angry Fan, man, it's just going to keep getting bigger and better. And niggas know that shit, man. And, you know, man, sometimes niggas just feel the pressure, man. They just let it crack them like pipes, man. They can't handle it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, niggas is scrambling.
Listen, man, I see a lot of good shit for y'all, man. Real talk, man. Angry Fan Radio. Y'all know salute, y'all gonna keep doing y'all thing, man.
Hold on now. Hold on.
Appreciate it, bro.
I go on Twitter, and I see Mr. Chris has come out his high. I know you listening, nigga. I know you listening, Christopher. Who raised you, nigga? Talking about laughing my ass off. This nigga doing an emergency show. Take the L and move on. Well, nigga, ain't no L's over here, nigga.
Yo,
Chris,
I just tweeted him, too. I was just like, yo, I really hate the fact that you're using other niggas' screenshots. He ain't going to respond to that shit.
Pick up your phone, nigga.
But check it out. My whole shit about that shit is how you going to give me an L if it took you 2 weeks to respond to me on an hour video? An hour video, you might as well did a fucking half an untold truth just now, nigga. Like, what the fuck, nigga?
An L.
I will never sit down and make an hour blog on anybody. I'm sorry. I really am not, my nigga. Like, on some G shit, I'm not. That's just me. I don't see myself doing that shit. So I don't know. I respect what you do, but I'm not going to do that shit, especially dissing somebody. An hour, my nigga? I can say what the fuck I want to say the minute I want to and shit.
Why you respond to D-Bo, Christopher? Christopher?
He made sure he squashed that.
Christopher, why didn't you address Queen's Flip, Christopher? They called you a Bati man. That means a fish boy. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. And you didn't respond.
Yeah, Dre, you stupid.
No, you didn't respond. I want to know why you didn't respond, Christopher. Pick up your phone, Christopher. I called you 39 times today.
All right, yo, we got
screenshot that, Negro.
347-420. You on?
Yo.
What's good?
Yo, shout out to the Angry Fan too, man. I was trying to get on the show for like two shows, but I didn't get on it, so I had to hit him on the box and shit, tell him to pick me up, but
God, you already know, my nigga.
But yo, I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all niggas though. Like, that nigga was corny as hell for putting y'all niggas numbers out, first of all. Like, and then this nigga made an hour video. This nigga switching clothes, switching hats, different, and got commercial fireworks, like, lit all types of crazy shit. Like, this nigga went in, like, this nigga put his heart and soul into, like, an hour, like, I dead-ass skimmed through that shit, like.
Talk that shit, nigga.
But, yeah, that nigga went in, like, you know what I'm saying, like, he corny for that shit, like, you know what I'm saying, I never even liked that nigga anyway, like, that nigga just look like Wario with a fucking Etch-a-Sketch mustache and shit like that with a fucking, I don't know, but, But yeah, but I was calling though, cause I had to ask y'all niggas some shit though. I had to holler at y'all niggas. The last couple of times I called the show and shit, like when y'all be having niggas freestyling shit, like niggas bars been whack. Like y'all niggas ain't really, y'all niggas ain't been keeping it real with niggas. Like I was listening to the, I heard the shit where like the Cortez shit was alright, you know what I'm saying? It was good, you know what I'm saying? The
right.
Move was alright. But the re-dollars, the no shame, the math was an eye. Like, y'all niggas ain't keeping it real with these niggas, the slave
but
shit.
But, my nigga, we can't force. Niggas know they got to come on this show and give us a 16. These niggas know this shit ahead of time, my brother. We can't force niggas if the bars ain't popping. I feel what you saying,
I'm not saying y'all got to force them. But what I'm saying is, like, these niggas, like, they know they got to spit. And, like, if you, and they always talking about how they trying to get into music. And you always gotta have bars on deck. You feel me? Like you always gotta have that. You know what I'm saying? So these niggas be coming on with no bars, and then the shit they spin is corny. Like, and then y'all niggas like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't be letting these niggas like just letting them know that shit was trash. Like,
they should know that already, brother. We ain't gotta tell you trash. You should know when you hang up the phone. You're like, damn, nigga. I know I ain't really come correct on Angry Fan Radio with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know what happened though? Like when you don't say nothing, like when you say something, they be like, damn, like I gotta come correct. When you don't say nothing, they be like, all right, maybe, you know. Like even if they know it, you ain't say it, so they kind of like they feel a little bit better about it.
Nah, but you can hear niggas' voices because Cap says numerous times. I know when Cap ain't feeling something, he be like, all right, that's what it is. And I mean, once you hear that don't really sound like a nigga feeling your shit.
Yeah, that Reed shit was trash, and I wasn't feeling that Swae shit either. I'm going to keep it 100.
I feel you, my brother. I feel you.
And I have one more question for y'all niggas, some hip-hop shit, though. Like, what y'all niggas feel about the whole the Jay-Z and Drake shit?
Stay in your lane, Aubrey.
So you don't feel like his resume is up there to get at hove?
Who resume to get at hove? Aubrey?
Yeah.
son. You going to compare Drake resume to Hov?
No. I'm not comparing a resume. What I'm saying is you don't think that his resume is up there enough to where he could get at him.
You could try to get at Hov. I don't think that's going to – I mean, let's be real. Jay-Z ain't really the nigga to be fucking with when it comes to this battle shit going back and forth. You feel me? Even if niggas start Nas 1, cool, but Jay's still that dude.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it 100, though. Like, I'm a Jay-Z fan. Like, he's my favorite rapper of all time, but I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Like, that nigga verse has been shaky lately. Like,
I agree with that. His album is shaky, too. I agree with that.
His album and that and the Watch the Throne shit, that nigga wasn't saying nothing that whole album.
But that Watch the Throne album was more like a Kanye album. You don't agree with that? More than Hov, though? It had like a Kanye West feel to it?
Yeah, it did, but you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm a Jay-Z fan, so I hold him to a certain status,
you
know what I'm saying? So, and that nigga shaky. So, me personally, I think Drake could get at him.
Ooh.
Because think about it, that one shit, that they got on together, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know mad niggas that was saying that Drake had the better verse and shit.
But see, Drake ain't get at Kendrick Lamar, so like, okay, you ain't get at K-Dot, but you gonna get at Hov now, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. And
Kendrick
I don't know
verse
what
control.
That was.
I mean, he didn't rip him, but Kendrick has taken shots at Drake, and Aubrey ain't say nothing.
Yeah, you right about that.
You know what I'm saying?
But I ain't even gonna hold y'all though. But shout out to y'all niggas, the Angry Friend Movement. Shout out to Three Letter Man, Timbo, all y'all niggas, man.
You already, bro.
Salute, man. Appreciate that. All
right.
Chris, you listen to the show, nigga? I know you listening, Christopher. What's popping? What they
yo,
do?
Yo, that nigga Chris just tweeted out, I am just getting started. It's finna be a long week for you. Yo. And niggas be telling me to chill. This is what I'm trying to say right here, B. It is what it is, man.
He just getting started? Uh-oh. You scared
well,
now?
Look, though. They hit the whole shit, though. Everybody's hitting me up. Telling me to chill. You dig what I'm saying, my nigga? I got niggas from URL that hit my phone. I got niggas from fucking Queen of the Ring. I got niggas from everywhere that say, yo, man, y'all niggas is bugging. Yeah, da, da, da. Y'all need to take that shit off of YouTube. Da, da, da. I've been hearing this shit all day. And most of that shit is my fault.
I'm
going to keep
I'm just getting started. Oh, God. I'm scared, Chris. You getting started? Oh. Oh, God. No.
Fuck out of here, nigga. You just getting started. Fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck out of here. And you know why it's whack? Because it's like, you niggas already know how we're good. Like, I don't want to flame this nigga in mad blogs and all that shit, because then that whole angry fan shit going to look mad corny.
Man,
you
nigga, you just
trying
to stay up with the Joneses, nigga. We see what you're doing, Chris, because you ain't bubbling right now, my nigga. So you need something to recharge. You need to reinvent yourself. And I'm not going to go at the other niggas that call me a faggot and gay. I'm going to go at these niggas. I think it's the easy way to go. Nigga, I see that shit a mile away, nigga. Fuck out of here. Pick your phone up, nigga.
Damn. 718-320. 718-320.
Yo.
Yo.
What's good?
Yeah, man. This is La Kush Moving, man, on YouTube, man.
Yes,
what's
sir.
Good, man?
What's popping?
Be hollering. Man, I hollered at Unbiased last night, even hollering at me, texting me, then he finally drops a blog, man. I don't like the kid, man. Never did. Been fucking with the Angry Fan Movement.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That
guy, man. He's a fucking weirdo, man.
Yo, that's how you know that he had this whole shit planned out. Now he's like, I'm just getting started. He's
yo,
a funny dude.
Yo, if you look on YouTube, he was commenting to me at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm asleep. I hear my phone buzzing. Like, yo, me and Queen split. We talk. Like, yo, you's a bitch. Like, yo, I don't want to go back and forth with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just left a comment so he could come out the shadows, you know what I'm saying? Stop running from niggas. That was about that. For real.
Man.
Yo, that shit
is crazy, my nigga.
That guy's a weirdo, man.
I don't
then
understand,
he waits,
like, but niggas
he
be
waits
coming at me like...
He takes an hour blog, like, weirdo, man. I was sitting on here listening like, damn, I hope I get through, because I definitely wanted to get through last... when Bird was on, I wanted to holler at him and tell him how that Showtime was trash. Yeah, I hope I ruffled some of y'all feathers with that. I wanted to holler at him about that. That thing is trash. I don't like the kid. I think Arsenal 3-0 done that day. Ooh. Y'all might think otherwise. I know. I think I told Angry Fan that too.
So what?
That Arsenal 3-0 that kid.
The Arsenal 3-0 who? Fucking Verb?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, bro.
Yeah, he didn't win around, man.
Oh, come on, bro.
Showtime on everything. What?
3-0?
Damn. Yeah. I don't fuck with Verb, man. Like, I never fuck with none of them bars. And every time you say Showtime, the Roman candle shit is corny. Oh, man. What's that? The guitar shit is corny. Oh, man. I wanted to get through and tell them this myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm mad that y'all shit was full last night.
Right.
I never fuck with this kid. I'm so happy I got through today, though. I'm sitting here smoking like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I know he hit me today, though. Mm. I know.
Salute, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Shouts out to Angry Fan, man.
Yeah.
You already know, my G.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris, man, go on your blogs. Hold on. I'm going to give you the blueprint, Chris, since you want to talk about blueprint. We know what you're going to do. You're going to go on your blog. You're going to eat some tough cookies. You're going to get the strength. Yes. Now, you're going to call whoever you got to call, one of your homeboys, to give you some little insight. Well, what should I say? What should I do? You know what I'm saying? I got to get right, man. Chris, we see the bullshit, my nigga. Pick your phone up, nigga. Who raised you, nigga?
Man, you know what, man? Fuck that nigga, Chris, man. We ain't going to keep talking about that nigga, man. We saw that nigga.
Talking about he going to flame niggas. He got all week. I see your tweets, my dude. I see you.
My nigga. We showing that nigga way too much light right now, my nigga. I just thought about somebody just inboxed me and told me that shit, too. Like, y'all niggas is making a 2 hours blog. All right,
it's more than the fact that you put niggas' numbers out there. You went and did some corny shit. So, no, we don't roast you. It is what it is.
Nah,
you know
but that's true. That's true. But you know what, my nigga? This is what he want right here. He wanted to talk about him.
I'm only giving you one night, nigga. That's it.
You want to talk about him, man.
Do your blogs. Do what you want to do.
Because
it don't bother me, Chris.
It does not bother
me at all, family. Real talk.
We going to let the nigga... My bad. Yeah. We going to let the nigga do what he want to do with shit. You know what I'm saying? So everybody see that it's not... Angry Fan. Everybody's hitting my phone for some strange reason and shit. Like, I don't understand that shit right there. This whole blogger shit crazy to me.
Damn, nigga, I ain't know it's that fucking deep. That nigga act like he got some real vendetta against you, my dude.
I see.
for real.
That Angry Fan shit real, yo.
You don't know why he ain't dress other niggas again, man. Hey, I hate to beat a dead horse, but that really bothers me. And I made this call that I kept saying to my niggas. I said, yo, watch this nigga. Don't say nothing to Queen Slip and Caban and come at this team. I just know it. I knew it, Chris. Christopher, I knew it. I know you're listening, nigga. I made this call. You's going to do this.
You know what?
I've seen your type before, nigga.
You see the what?
I seen this type of nigga before, man. I seen these kind of niggas before, bro. I'm not surprised he's doing that shit, man. I'm not surprised by his blog. Oh, my God, breaking news. He's doing a blog about niggas, and he's going to talk about this shit. I mean, you cut and chop it up. Like one caller said, you took your time. 55 minutes. Yeah. What you working at night at the hospital, huh, nigga?
That's a crazy set. That shit crazy, son. Real nigga shit. That shit is some funny ass shit to me right there, son. This shit was like a big ass strategy, a big ass plan and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Same. Chris, I want you to come at me, nigga. I love that shit. I love that shit, nigga. I love it. These niggas will tell you, I love this. We can do this shit all day, nigga. Real nigga, go fuck three letter man, you suck. Yeah, please do that shit, nigga. I'm begging you.
Yo.
Man.
Let's talk to the people, man. What's good, man?
Oh, yeah. Right, let's do this. Oh, don't mind me. My bad. I'm doing something. I'm multitasking right now. My bad.
202-830.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Peace, my brother.
What's good? Yeah, man. First, man, I want to say this nigga three-letter man got me rolling, man. This nigga is stupid as shit.
Yo, oh, it is what it is, bro. I'm not trying to be tough guy. I'm 30-something years old, bro. I'm not trying to be a – you know what I'm saying? Like, you, if you follow me on Twitter, you see I talk sports, music. I'm not talking greasy to niggas, F you, you ain't shit. I don't come at dudes like that, man. I like to have – ill conversations, but I see you doing blogging. I know what your intentions are. You putting niggas' numbers on there. Like, that's some old real fuckboy shit. You supposedly trying to get me and Queen Sugar to go against each other. Flip already know. I told Flip that Rex and Head Ice shouldn't be in a quiet room. That kind of battle
yep.
should be in a large room. That's not taking a shot at him. It's just the that battle to me should be in front of mad people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you on that.
This nigga three-letter man, he agreed with me, dog. He agree with me. See it right on the phone. He agree with me, dog. It's right there on the phone, though, man. You seen three other man text me, dog.
Yo, I wanted to give that nigga props. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give him props because that blog did have me rolling. I'm not going to lie. I was at my job and shit. I thoroughly enjoyed
bro,
my motherfucking day.
We not haters you know over here, my brother.
Yeah. Yo, I was fucking with that shit when I got old, too. I was fucking with it. I bought that
hater. Yeah, man.
Yo, the sugar cookies and all that shit. That joint was funny as shit. But then they see this shit, this nigga talking that. But now it's like this nigga trying to be a tough guy now. Like,
right.
Oh, y'all just wait. Like, come on, my nigga, look at you. First of all, ain't nobody scared of no light-skinned nigga that look like you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it one. Ain't nobody scared of no. Look at you, my nigga. Like, come on, man. Now you like. It's like he trying to threaten niggas and shit. And then. Like, I know everybody coming at Caps and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he is the more intimidating-looking
right.
one out of the two.
Right.
And that's all that shit is. Like,
yep.
everybody like, oh, poor Chris and all that shit. Chris the one doing the most talking. Why don't y'all say shit
I made
this
call
nigga?
That. They're going
to
say Caps is the bully, and he's the one.
Exactly.
They bullying me, dog. That's how it's going to be portrayed. But real niggas see behind the bullshit, you feel me?
Because he's trying to play the old, I'm the meek nigga role. I'm just humble old Chris.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Look at my demeanor. You know what I'm saying? Like,
demeanor.
Look at your demeanor, but you out here talking all this shit. You know what I'm saying? He like a motherfucking chihuahua. You know what I'm saying? Just a whole bunch of motherfucking bark. Like, man, goddamn, man. Like, come on, nigga. Let the shit go. What the fuck is wrong with you? You not no tough guy. You ain't coming at nobody else who really came at your motherfucking neck. You came
at
all. Kind of just stuck their neck out for you. You know what I'm saying? Now you trying to air niggas out and shit. Trying to get shine off niggas for real, for real. Trying to just appear to be something different than what you not. You know what I mean? You probably got tired of niggas calling you faggot ass Chris. You know what I'm saying? And now you trying to be something else. Like, come on, my nigga.
He never act like this before, dog. Where did this come apart? Like, when did he become Nori Super Thug? When did this happen?
Because, man, niggas was and his ass out, so he felt like he had to do something. You know what I'm saying? Niggas
was he in the trap in Atlanta? They took him somewhere in the A in a trap, and he got a little caught or something? Walking around the hood?
No, probably hanging around B-Magic and shit, and the nigga with the chop in the background made him feel like he's Super
Thug. Yeah, worse, for real. He was like, chop around, nigga. I'm hard, nigga.
Fuck out of here. Now he out here threatening niggas and shit. Man, that shit corny, but fuck that. I wanted to know when y'all gonna have Suge on the show. That is my nigga. I fuck with that nigga heavy.
That's what we trying to. Man, I wish we had Suge on that motherfucking day and shit. Like, we had planned and shit. We trying to reschedule that shit now.
Suge is my nigga. I don't give a fuck what nobody
says.
That's
my nigga too,
bro. Niggas shit on him all the time. Get the fuck. If half your favorite rappers was saying Suge's bars, y'all niggas would be on that dick for real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That shit against Lotta Zay, that shit with Gat at his head, a paint of red, or you can wrap them together like a dozen roses.
Ooh.
That shit was fire to the motherfucker. And he started off the battle like that, and that shit was just kept on. That was the best I ever seen Suge. Suge got a couple bodies under his belt. I fuck with Suge's hard body, man. I can't wait for y'all to have him on the show.
I fuck with his music, too, though. His music is hard, too, though.
Yeah, I like his mixtapes and shit.
Yeah.
ain't heard his new joint yet. I know he got a paid album. I don't know how to get that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be in Jersey or something, or is it like a download or something? I ain't on
nah, go to DatPiff. Go to DatPiff.com.
Okay.
Go to DatPiff.com.
I wonder. And I got all his, like, free joints, but I wanted to get his paid joint.
Or paid joint. Hit him on Twitter, though. Hit him on Twitter. He'll holler at you and shit.
All right.
Especially about his music and shit. Yeah, sure will holler at you and shit.
Yeah, I'll fuck with his music, huh?
Yeah, man.
All right, but y'all be
man.
Easy, man. All right,
you
thanks,
ready,
man.
Yo?
All right.
Yo, ain't no unbiased callers calling up. What's up? I want him to call me and tell me, fuck you, D-Letter Man.
We got 248-247.
What up, y'all? What's good?
What's poppin'?
What's good?
What's good?
Shit, what's good with y'all? I'm a Shotgun Shug fan, too.
Yes, sir.
Man, I got Shug being Sway Sezza 3-0.
What?
To me. Hell yeah. Man, the only thing Sway Sezza do, man, is like, he always talking about personals. Personals ain't shit. Shug was horny. He was on his face, spitting in his face and all that type of shit, man. Shotgun Shug, a monster, man. And I got Shotgun Shug being Calico 2-1.
What?
Really? I'm a Shotgun Shug fan.
Ooh. Me too, brother, but Calico, man.
He 3-0 Mass Hoffa. Mass Hoffa, the high number fat joke. I'm a big nigga myself. That fat joke shit, what? And Big T gonna kill Cannon laying cock out of fat ass, so shit gonna be going, you know?
Well, you said Shug 3-0 Swavo?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, brother.
Man, hit him with that.
Forgot that. Nah, bro. He ain't beat Sway, bro.
I'm a Shug nigga, man. Shug be hard, nigga.
I feel you, but 3-0 Swayz?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Aver about the 3-0 Swayz in Chicago this weekend. Aver going to kill him in Chicago.
Wait a minute. You said that Shug 3-0 Swayz?
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
I can't co-sign that, bro.
Yo,
I actually just
caught that shit. You tripping, my nigga.
Y'all niggas funny. But yeah, man, my name Bass Baby on Twitter, dog. All three of y'all niggas follow me, man. I hate
you already, man.
I like y'all's show. Man, y'all niggas keep doing y'all thing. Hey, look, no more Chris shit, man. Let that nigga do his thing, man.
Listen.
If it's that deep, one of y'all niggas put hands on the nigga if y'all see the nigga. In it like that. If anything, my nigga.
Don't incriminate yourself on the radio, sir.
Exactly. You're right. but yeah, nah.
Nah, real shit. The niggas are hit. Nah, you know what it is? The niggas are hitting me up right now. And niggas just like, yo, you dedicating a whole 2-hour show to this nigga and da da da. So I feel you coming
that
from
shit
with
lame,
that.
Man. Yeah, but What's the next you're real known for coming up? What's going on, Smack?
They say DNA Ill Will.
I got
Ill Will
for
and John John.
Yeah, for Pontiac too. And we're gonna kill DNA. Yeah.
I can see that.
Pontiac too. I can see that.
Yeah.
Keep going. Who else on the card?
Reed and John John. Who you like?
Man, Reed, like the legends. They came back too late. Like. You know,
I got John
3-0, man. Who else, by the way?
What's on the card, fellas? I don't know what's on that card. There's only two matches I know for fact is Reed, John John. But they didn't put the whole card out, brother. You know, no trailer, nothing yet. So, you know what I mean? No,
right,
two battles I see
good,
most talked about.
I'm gonna call Thursday or Friday too. Whatever day y'all got, I'm gonna call y'all niggas. Bitch,
call them on.
Run.
We got John John tomorrow.
We got John John tomorrow.
All right, Bass Baby the Great, man. Get at me.
Yeah.
Salute.
I got Conn stand up. All right.
You already, man.
Yo, so what you guys think, Staring Good? You know, getting over this real quick. Murder Mook Loaded Lux confirmed July 12th.
Yo, this nigga Chris look like a long ass puss bump. My boy, what you say?
Murder Mook Loaded Lux confirmed July 12th. Murder Mook had to tweet out everything. I know we haven't really spoken on it since it's been confirmed.
July.
What do you guys think? It's on the Eminem Slaughterhouse.
But how many minutes though, bro? Is it a regular thing like 3 minutes?
I don't know. That wasn't safe.
I would say this. Mook has to know the angle he took against Iron Solomon. He could not do that shit against Lux. That shit ain't going to work. Sorry. Now, what angle is Lux going to take? He did the preaching shit with Calico. He did the fucking the shit with Hollow. You know what I'm saying? The Black Panther movement thing here. So what lost nigga approach is he going to take at Mook? Mook has to know he got to turn
yo,
off.
Yo, you
got to
think about it. He's going to have something for Mook, my nigga. I don't know what angle he's going to take, but he's going to have something for him. I think so.
Who y'all got winning?
I got Lux winning.
3-0, 2-1?
2-1.
It's 2-1 either way, man.
It's
3-1 on this nigga.
It's in New York.
It's in New York?
I'm not sure if that makes a difference, but it's in New York. I texted him about it. Luke said it's in New York.
In NY. Are they judges or no?
I don't know. Dang, I got to get a little more info on this. 2-1 either way. Is that what you guys saying?
Yeah. I got it 2-1 either way.
Okay.
Who needs to win more, though?
Mook.
I agree with that.
Definitely.
I think Mook needs his W more than Lux for some reason.
Yeah.
The Iron Solomon guy, really.
Mook has to win this shit.
Clearly win it, or just, you know.
Say that again?
Does he clearly have to win it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be a good look. I mean, that debatable shit is fucking the game up any fucking way.
Yeah.
I hate that word, but yeah, whatever. Debatable. Hey, no.
Any more callers?
Yeah, we got more callers on. We got, let's go, 563-949. You want?
563-949.
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on?
Peace, man.
What's good? What's happening with y'all? Shit, man. What's poppin'? Shit, man. I wanted to say, when y'all was talking about Rosenberg earlier, man, I feel like that man is really underrated. I actually had him 3-0 and BK, man.
You ain't like
Rosenberg's,
you ain't like
BK's first round? Oh, man, I fucks with BK, man, yeah, but, like, a lot of that shit was a little bit more gas than what it was, though, and I just fuck with the way Rosenberg spit his shit, man. I fucks with that man.
What's up, baby?
I want to say, I'm glad y'all did this shit for Chris. I ain't even watch his whole blog at that. I was, like, half of that shit. And I just cut it off with that, because I said, hold on. You just give me, like, a fuck nigga feeling when I be watching this shit. Like, I even left unbiased group today, too.
That's what it is.
Yeah, man. But shout out to y'all, keep doing what y'all do, because y'all radio so come out of this shit, play 2K, and show my daughter and listen to y'all shit.
Word, appreciate that,
y'all,
bro.
Y'all be cracking up sometime, man.
Salute, man.
Yeah, salute, man. Y'all done got me on here a couple times before. Salute to y'all, man.
Hell yeah, that's what it is, bro.
Salute.
All right, peace.
Hey, yo, let's check it out, yo. So I hit Chris, right? And I was like, I hit Chris right on Twitter, and I was like, yo, I shouldn't have said that shit, you know what I'm saying, on air and shit. Like, I really regret that first blog saying, even though I feel like that, I really shouldn't have put that in a blog. You feel me? Publicly and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel out of fuck. I don't know. This whole angry fan shit crazy. But I see what niggas is saying when niggas is watching you. You can't just be yourself. You feel what I'm saying? So I tried to create an air of that shit. And now niggas is like, oh, you apologizing. I'm like, apologizing. Like, what the fuck, nigga? I'm clearing the air on my first blog. So
that's what I'm saying, Caps. You damned if you do.
That shit is crazy, because I'm really just trying to clear the air on that shit, that I'm not going to physically do anything. Like, I shouldn't have said that shit in the blog. I wigged out saying that shit. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I really did wig out putting that shit out there on the air and shit. I really regret doing that shit. That really wasn't some shit that a nigga should have did.
I just feel somebody putting a battery in Chris' back. That's what I feel. If you really want to get gangster with it, like somebody's like putting the Duracell batteries in his back, turning the wheel, and he's being somebody he's really not. Because he said it himself, this is not my demeanor. So your demeanor then says that you're not really trying to war with people. You're a laid-back kind of guy. You're trying to imply to the public. You don't look for beef, but you say slick shit and then dip. You see what I'm saying? Like, I mean, niggas see that shit a mile away, Chris. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Early nigga.
Putting niggas' numbers out there. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep reiterating that shit. That's some real cornball shit, my dude.
It
is. I put your number out there. I'm not even going to do what you do. Cause see, I'm Bill Fett. Nigga can call my phone. I'll politic with you. I'm not going to do what you do, bro. I just know, and I'm being real, I know if you seen Chris one-on-one and you speak to the nigga, it'll be some dap shit. Yo, my nigga, man, you know, it's all about blogs, bro. It ain't nothing, cuz, man, you know what I'm saying? Who raised you, nigga?
That's the reason why this whole shit is crazy is because I know that, too. That's why it's crazy. It's like, I don't get this shit, man. I hope you get this shit. I love this shit at the same time, though, my nigga.
Let's go 912-570. 912-570, you on?
Hey, I'm just listening.
Oh, man.
That's what it is, bro. That's what it is.
Let's go 617-922. 617-922. 617-922, you on? Man, people just listen. These calls, the lines are still full, by the way. Just letting everybody know. You can't get on.
Let's get the callers in. Let's keep moving.
914-652. 914-652. Let's go 786-205. 786-205. Man, everyone just wants to hear us. Let's do Detroit again. Let's do 313-743. I think it's a different Detroit.
Detroit,
are you there? What's going on?
Yo,
nigga, angry fan, man. This nigga on his blogs, he say he's gonna start asking anybody what makes him an angry fan when they call up. I ain't hear him say that when I want. So what makes you an angry fan?
My bad, sir.
I'm asking you first. What makes you an angry fan?
Who, me?
Yeah.
My nigga, I was an angry fan because I like the way battle rap was going with the whole Charlie Clipson, B Magic, and fucking and Daylight and Lil Pesci. That's when I started and shit. And Lux is in all the interviews going everywhere asking for 40, then he wanted more. It was all that shit combined, my nigga.
Oh, well, it was. I just wanted to know. See, I don't know.
Nah, it was all. If you look, that's around the time I started my shit, my nigga. It was around that time.
So, yeah, that's also, y'all. See, me, I'm not really an angry fan. Cause I respect your move, but me, I'm just a nigga that watch battle rap. I love this shit.
Well, you don't got to be fucking angry to be an angry fan. Come on now.
Yeah, I feel you. Well, look, nigga, like, this is what I was looking at. Do y'all think it's find it funny? Like, this nigga Arsenal, I don't know if y'all saw this night in your group. This nigga Arsenal blocked this nigga. Shit, it's hard. This nigga message tweet. This nigga said, "Is it hard being a Crip, a bus driver, a rapper, a battle rapper, and a dad and a boyfriend at the same time, dog?" That I'm talking. When I read this shit for the first time, my man, I started laughing him up with the heart. I'm telling you, if y'all see that shit funny, dog, that was some funny ass shit.
Hey yo, this shit is. Yeah, go ahead, my nigga.
Oh, no, no, go ahead. What you about to say? I'll respond to what you got to say.
No, I was feeling you was coming from shit, my nigga. Fucking, you from Detroit, right?
Yeah, I'm from Detroit. I'm the nigga that always be calling.
Oh, from the D, that's right. My brother always calling, yep.
Yo, what's up, nigga? Who won Clan and QP?
Clan and QP? I mean, that was kind of, I don't want to say it was done to me, my man. That battle was like, all right, I don't see what, like, nobody giving that critic clean or gear next. QP was a debatable ass battle to me. Like the first round from QP, I like that was just like that third round. I read comments and shit. They were saying that nigga QP third round was fucking immaculate. Like, you know what I'm saying, nice as fuck. It was just like an average like good round to me. It wasn't like some shit just like, oh, he got that round clear or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like that to me though. And, oh yeah, man, this nigga Three Letter Man. What you saying? Somebody who raised y'all niggas? I'm like this, bro. Like, this nigga Chris, though, like, this nigga sitting here letting nigga call him gay, all type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Then he patched the shit up with him, you know what I'm saying? And then when you was on a radio station, you was saying, all right, you was like, why he was calling every caller, back-to-back was calling saying, man, this nigga gay, fuck that nigga. You said, well, we ain't going to turn this to a Bash and Chris radio.
Exactly, right? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was
you heard that, Christopher? Wait, caller. He's listening. Trust him. He's listening. Say it again. He's listening. Say it again. Say it again.
Nigga, I ain't saying shit again, nigga. I'm saying like this, bro. Not like this.
Hey, yo, check out how his admin just dropped a blog on me, too.
Oh, man.
And I heard another blogger just made a blog about me, too. So this nigga got a whole team of bloggers coming at me right now. So.
Niggas on some We Are the World movement. I see you out there.
Yo, this shit is crazy. Yo, there's like three different bloggers coming at me right now, son.
I'm like this, bro. I'm like this, my nigga. You say you took down a blog, right? Look, this is how I found out about Chris Blog, right? Because I went to my YouTube channel. I'm subscribed to both of y'all. Like, I don't take sides. I think him making our blog wasn't that bad. Well, if you consider it bad, then, like, this is a radio station 2 hours, and probably about 90% of it is going to be about him. So I don't really take no sides on who makes they taking their time up for that. You know what I'm saying? Both of y'all bloggers, y'all going to do that and get y'all views and shit. I don't think neither one of y'all is doing it just out of spite of each other. Y'all booking each other and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So y'all doing that to get y'all buzz bigger and shit like that. Something like this. I went to your YouTube channel and clicked on your video. As soon as the first beginning of it starts saying some shit about Chris' video, I log on, watch the whole entire his video. You know what I'm saying? I want to know everything you guys say. I don't stay my team, so I know everything that's going on and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I go back to your video and it says the shit was removed. So I watch your shit. You know, I watch your shit and find out about his shit. I want to watch his shit first instead of just watching yours, not knowing what the fuck I'm listening to or what you talking about. Then I came back and the whole entire blog was gone. Like, nigga, I was trying to see what the fuck the blog was about. I have no idea. It was 15 minutes or some shit. And it was having a whole bunch of shit out of nothing about you. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? To me, I ain't like one of the people that call it like, fuck this, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? No. And I don't know. Like y'all saying, who raised y'all niggas? Like, that nigga, Young Ill told this nigga, basically, like, he can't come to no battle rap events, you know, shit like that. Like, if he don't apologize for that, and then he get mad at you because you said this shit. No, I'm like, nigga, I'm going wherever the fuck I want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck on Dola or anything. I'm saying, no nigga ain't gonna tell me I can't go nowhere, especially me. Like, if I was a blogger, a reviewer, or shit, I'm gonna go where the fuck I want to. I don't give a fuck what I said. If I say you got ghostwriter, I say in your motherfucking face, if you mad or anything like that. That right there, that's who raised y'all niggas. Because me, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm just saying, he putting that who raised y'all niggas title, but that's right, there's some shit that.
That's why I'm taking this shit and using it against him. Who raised y'all niggas?
No, that's some gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, I just state my opinion and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to go into some other shit. But then you got to drop us some more battles, like some good battles, because I don't be trying to go into these. I really don't like watching bad battles and shit. You got to go back on that, put them in the description box, good battles and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I hate watching bad battles. I hate when I'm watching a battle and it's a badass round or some shit. There's some good parts in there, but the battle is fucking bad. There's some parts that I don't want to watch the whole thing, that I miss the good parts. But, nigga, my nigga, you, like, you referred that, Dot versus, what's that man's name?
Easy Block weapon?
Yeah, and that shit was fire. I watched that shit a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't really see no bad parts in there. But I hate watching badass parts. Like, if somebody's fucking up real bad, or like if I hear about somebody wrong with that bad, like I didn't watch Calico 3 Round against T-Rex because I saw the comment. I'm like, because I see if it's one or two niggas, but that's one of the niggas I fuck with. I really don't want to see him at that stage like fucking up like that, you know, so I really don't. You know what I'm saying? I watched a little bit, but after I heard it a little bit, I was like, oh, that shit is kind of trash. And I just turned the shit off. After I watched, I watched T-Rex part, though.
That's what it is, yep. Brother.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing. Let me see. Like, Big Ken, as soon as I got off the radio, my phone had died, so I didn't get to hear what he had said, though. But as soon as I got off the radio station, talking about something, because I said Math Hoffa was the first battle that I watched and shit. I did not say him back then. I said him now. If that's the battle, that's him years ago when anybody, where he grabbed his fan base from, basically, you know what I'm saying, that made them follow him on to now. That doesn't mean just because he had battle then, he won a reason why I start watching Battle Rap. Well, because that battle made me start watching Battle Rap because it was two different people in there, not just him. It was the battle itself, not those two different people. You know what I'm saying? I just watched that video and then went on to the URL page, and I never knew about Battle Rap until then, you know what I'm saying? So don't try to make it like he was the person, like, just because he's a bad battle rapper now to me, you know what I'm saying? That's supposed to like his, him right now because it's old shit. The reason why I said I like his classic battles, you know what I'm saying? know what I'm saying? I said he don't give us classic battles like that, you feel me? That's the reason why I said that. You feel me? That's the only reason, like, but he come out. Like, he wait to take you off. And then, that nigga, he was talking like crappy with me. Now, I can hear his voice, how he complain about everything the callers say. He, I don't care. Like, I say he's still a good battle rapper, but he kind of a crybaby to me. I'm going to be honest with you. I can tell his voice. He was complaining about every fucking thing anybody say. Every time a caller said some shit, he just come on with some other shit, you know what I'm saying? So I've been trying to change the subject about the callers and shit so y'all can have different conversations to talk about instead of just another man, you know what I'm saying? And then you make use, y'all both scooting to a low level. Like, that shit is irrelevant.
Right.
I'm looking for battles, you know what I'm saying? I'm watching y'all shit for battles and shit, you know what I'm saying? Not for, like, that whole, like, I like Chris Boss when he make them long-ass balls. Like he broke down that UW situation.
Right.
How he broke down that. He broke down that shit extra, how he said it would never be another pay-per-view event because of certain reasons. How people
see, that's the thing,
Carla.
No one's ever going to sit here and say that the nigga's not important or has a foot in the culture. That's, like, ignorant to say that. You know what I mean? So I don't want nobody acting like we just trying to. But once you try to do blogs and you put niggas' numbers out there, like, what do you want niggas to do? You know what I mean? So niggas ain't discrediting him at all, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get that, though, because when I saw the blog, I said, like, that's one thing I can, you know what I'm saying? It's like on Google Maps, you know what I'm saying? They block out people's license plates when you're going up the street and shit, you feel me? You can't see nobody's license plates. Like, I feel like this, he can edit blogs and put in certain situations of him in this part of the day, certain situations in that part of the day. When you were editing that blog, clearly saw everybody's numbers in there. You, I know you know how to blur some shit out, you know what I'm saying? If you can
of
edit
course,
blog,
man. Come on, dog.
You knew that you have 13,000 subscribers, so you have no idea how many people. It's like, say 1% of the subscribers listening to him do that. That's 130 people that's calling each one of them people's phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do not want random people calling your phone and shit. You feel me? I'm just saying. Like, me, I don't give a fuck about the shit, to be honest. Like, the call him gay or that shit like that. I'm just saying, like, he could at least blur the shit out, because I know that I be seeing his blogs. He be putting battle shit in there. Anything, he can blur some shit out.
Yeah.
I didn't get like certain parts. No, I ain't gonna mention that because that's kind of talking about the nigga. But no, that's all.
Yeah,
all right,
caller. We got mad callers calling in, brother.
No, that's all I'm trying to hang up. All right, bro. All
right, easy, man.
Hello, man.
Right.
We got let's see what we got next. Yeah. Hold on. My bad. Bear with me here. We're going with who's been waiting the longest here. We got... Damn. All right, we got 585.
Hello?
Yo.
What's good?
Anthony Hardy. What's poppin', my nigga?
Who the fuck this?
Well, it's your death, nigga. Get ready, nigga. It's the Grim Reaper, my nigga. What's poppin'?
What's poppin', nigga?
Yo, you ready to die?
Hey.
So, boy, shout out to them biased niggas. We finally got through. If you biased niggas, we biased niggas. We're biased niggas. Yo, listen to this. You calling Chris gay-ass nigga and bitch and shit, but my nigga, you was a walking guard, my nigga. What salaries you on, my nigga? My nigga Chris.
A walking guard?
What is you doing, my nigga?
I'm not a walking guard. What
you
are
like
you talking
the nigga
about?
You like the nigga off the Martin with Shag, my nigga. You like
son,
the father.
Son.
You like the
I
father.
Do
all that, my
I do roadside assistance.
Nigga?
Yo,
what's up, nigga? We're pressing these points, my nigga. What you trying to do?
What you trying to do,
nigga?
What you trying to do,
Lone
Star? You heard me?
If what
you
trying to do? Dre, my nigga, can you talk about that nigga A-Verb? Nigga had you on locks a couple weeks ago. Your bitch ass boyfriend just called up
locks,
to help
you,
yeah, nigga.
Oh, my God.
What's up, my nigga?
What show
yeah,
you calling, nigga? What show you
nigga? Let's address it.
Who show you calling,
nigga?
Who show you calling? Did Christy tell you to call? He told you to call.
Chris ain't
got to
tell me nothing,
nigga.
I'm biased all day, my nigga. What you trying to do?
So we biased all day, bro.
What's up, my nigga?
That's what I'm talking about.
89 years old and living with fucking mom and dad, nigga. Still in the damn basement, playing some damn power tools, my nigga. Trying to stunt the damn camera out, man. You was a bitch-ass nigga, my nigga.
Hey, who is you, bro? Who is you? Yo, how
long
you been
home for, my nigga, you the bitch-ass nigga, my nigga. For real, nigga. He had a dick, nigga. I can bag a baby bitch, my nigga. Tell your mom.
How long you been home for, son?
What's up?
You about to get his work?
Yeah.
Looks on you that?
I'm biased, nigga. Your mama don't get his work, too.
What y'all do?
I'm biased review, my nigga.
I'm biased to do.
Yeah,
You get mad at Chris and shit. Oh, cause oh, you put my real name out there. fuck out of here.
Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me? You mean to tell me? Hold on, nigga. I let you talk, you suck ass nigga. So you mean to tell me that you calling up here? Because of the blog that I said that I'm just that off.
Some biased nigga you let through. I see that.
His daddy told me to call.
Hey, yo, nigga, shut the fuck up and let me respond to you, nigga.
Nigga, talk. Nigga,
I could be hanging up on your ass. We letting you ride out, ain't we, nigga?
Fuck, nigga.
Nigga, I know I can talk. It's my show, motherfucker. I know I can talk, nigga.
It's Chris,
so you suck ass. I'm
still for you, my nigga.
Remember that.
Your dumb ass, nigga.
Fuck that nigga, son. Fuck out of here. Chris, you sending your little soldiers? Your little goonies? Goonies? Fuck out of here, man. Fuck wrong with you? This nigga on hold for 30 minutes. Got his chest out. See you with your chest, nigga.
My fool was on hold for a minute, too.
Got up his chest, man.
All right, so what is that? What is that, 1 out of, like, 15 that we took?
I don't know, but we going to put out there. We wasn't being biased, though. We taking numbers, you know what I'm saying?
No, we took them up. And we
need Chris calling them.
We ain't going to cut off.
That's why I was saying, where the fuck the unbiased niggas at and shit?
Yeah.
Any more, y'all? Goonies? You niggas shop at the same aisle? Nigga said, you dead. Yo. Who raised you, niggas? Yo, this is hilarious. Niggas really riding for Chris, man. Chris, if you out there listening, brother, and I know you are, because you ain't got nothing better to do. Yo, your goonies, though. I'm fucking with your goonies, bro.
Hey, yo, my nigga, that nigga said, you gonna burn in hell. Nigga said, I was gonna burn in hell. Nigga said, he 3-0'd you, you took your blog down. Like, nigga, because I threatened him in my blog. Didn't I already explain that shit?
Goonies.
That shit crazy right there.
Goonies.
Telling you, yo.
That nigga can't even spell unbiased, but calling up here. Pass your bedtime, little nigga. Fuck you talking about? Little last nigga sound like he in sixth grade. Chris, let me find out you got your little cousin call up here, my nigga.
Hey,
fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here.
Oh,
Chris,
man.
Chris, a bad review, man. Please, fuck out of here, nigga. Who raised you niggas, man, once again, bro? Gotta say it again. Who raised you niggas? I know my niggas in Atlanta, because I fuck with the A, man. They don't be moving like this. I know that for a fact.
Man, let's keep it real, man. Man, fuck all that shit. That nigga's a bitch-ass nigga. We all know that shit, man. Fuck all the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm really just trying to keep in and shit. That's the whole problem and shit, is I really start talking how the fuck I feel and shit. Then niggas go up there on some bullshit, because everybody trying to tell me to keep that shit battle rap. That's the fucking problem with this whole situation right here, is that everybody's fucking their mother behind the scene want to call my phone all of a sudden and tell me that I'm the one who bugging the fuck out and I'm wild in my blog. You should take it down. That's not a good look for your movement. You fucking up your movement fucking with this nigga and shit. You shouldn't be worried about this nigga. But, like, yo, He got like three bloggers coming at me. I'm like, niggas don't know. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'll use the whole fucking a whole 2 hours on this bitch ass nigga again and shit, blah. I don't give a fuck about that. Like, man, listen.
Yeah.
Niggas
you
gonna be fucked up.
You
that's why I'm trying to chill, because we can very fucking easily every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday get at this nigga, have callers, just roast this nigga. We can do that shit all day. I'll drop 2-3 blogs a day. We can do all that shit.
And
you know what I'm saying? It's really that fucking easy. But niggas don't want to do that shit, because then it's like, oh, now you're not about the angry fan moment. That's why this whole shit is fucking retarded right here.
I just
want to
tell
you what's going to fucking true.
I just want to tell them biased goonies, you can hit me up at 3letterman, 3LETTERMAN. If you want to go back and forth, we can do this all night. We got all night. We got all that.
And at the end of the day, niggas can't stop the angry fan movement. I don't give a fuck how many blogs you drop on a nigga and shit. You're not going to stop the movement. I guarantee you that shit.
Hey,
I guarantee you that shit.
Hey, I'm by review. Who raised you, niggas?
Stay wild. We made this nigga pretty much gave him the blueprint. What the fuck you talking about? It's your puppet, motherfucker. You sound dumb as shit saying that shit in his blog. I will blog on hell, bro. Listen.
That little nigga called up here. Say it with your chest. Nigga, I shit on your face, nigga. I was shit on
you.
Nah,
but I'm glad he called up. I wanted somebody to call up for them niggas, because then it would have looked one side of the shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad somebody turned up for them niggas. Like, damn. Like,
that nigga sounded like he was 4'11", about weighing 75 pounds. Nigga, I'm 6'2".
But that's why we let him rock out and shit.
Yeah.
This ass niggas, I hung up on that nigga from the get-go and shit. That wouldn't have been real nigga shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, we ain't gonna hang up on niggas. I love this shit. That's what I'm saying. I'm built for this. I love this shit, nigga. For real, I really do. Timo will tell you in cap, I love this shit. I really do.
Yeah. You do, everybody.
I play sports. I love the trash talking, my dude. I love it. You feel me?
You know, the funny shit is Dre told me, too. I'm telling you, Dre knows ball. He told me this is coming.
Like, this is going to happen?
He's like, Timo, this is going to happen. You know?
This is going to happen.
It's going to happen.
And lo and behold, it happened. You feel me? You know, y'all want to hate on the man and shit, because nigga making a little movement. He trying to do something with battle rap. He not hating on you niggas. And you up there talking about the nigga Chris, he shot at you how many times? I ain't never hear you.
And listen,
he shot
nigga,
at
fuck all that shout out shit, you know what I'm saying? Real shit, nigga. Like, niggas know what it is already with me and shit, man. Niggas know what it is with me and shit. You know what I'm saying? This culture shit fucking me up and shit. This whole battle rap shit and all that, you know what I'm saying? Because niggas know how I like to get down. And I can't play how the fuck I want to play. Now I got to get editors and all this crazy shit. It is what it is, man. I'll step it the fuck up now. That's all.
Well, like I said, to the Christopher, bring your goonies. They can holler at me on Twitter. It is what it is. We can go back and forth. They can call me. They got my number. They can hit me up. Tell me I'm a dickhead or whatever you want to say to me. It don't bother me one bit. You digs? Like, I love this shit, bro. I love this shit, man. You feel me?
I'm here 2 weeks and it's just crazy. I don't understand that shit.
Some people hating. Let's sign off, Timbo. We can play the song before we go. Let's go, Timbo.
All right, man. I'm gonna drop the. I'm gonna drop these links. Follow us on Twitter. We had to do this. We're back regularly scheduled programming tomorrow, 8 to 10. We got John and Don on. Don't fucking miss it. Call in early. Like I said, these lines fill up quick. Follow us on Twitter for all these updates. Twitter.com/TopBattleRaps. Twitter.com/AngryFan007. Twitter.com/3Letterman. All the YouTube, all the blogs, all the recaps, follow that shit. That's Cash. That's AngryFan. YouTube.com/AngryFan007. Follow our official YouTube page for the show. YouTube.com/AngryFansRadio. Don't miss that shit, fellas.
Oh, you already know, man. Fuck with your boy, AngryFan007. Yo, shout out to Chris for listening to the whole show, too, my nigga. We ain't emotional over here, nigga. We having fun with this shit. You already?
It's your boy, 3letterman, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. Who raised you, niggas?
Salute.
Early.
The nigga did a smart move. You feel me?
He did some real strategic shit, my nigga. It took this nigga to